Change your thoughts, change your life. Who are you going to become in 2018? Let's fast forward. It's December 31st, 2018. Who am I talking to? Who are you? You can change in an instant. It doesn't need to take that long. It does not need to take a calendar year. It doesn't need to take 365 days. It doesn't need to take X number of years. It can happen in an instant. The change I'm talking about, and the change in your thinking and in your life. The results will show up instantly. I read a book quite a while ago called The Instant Millionaire. Now, what? Can't instantly. That sounds like woo-woo. It's not. Let me explain. It's the story, rather cheesy, albeit, but it's a story that's made a big impact on my life based on a young man meeting an old man. Well, that's not new, but they used this formulaic story to tell you a different story, and that is you can change your thoughts and change your life. The young man's hard on his luck. Car breaks down. Meets the rich old man. The rich old man sits him down. And during the course of the book, he changes instantly from an under-earner, underachiever, downtrodden young man into an optimistic, hopeful, rich millionaire in an instant. Didn't have the million, but he had a millionaire's mindset. Jim Rohn said, if I give you $1 million, you better hurry up and become a millionaire. 28-year-old man just won a huge lottery. I forget the total, but it's into the millions. Well, not maybe not the biggest Powerball, but he just won a lot of money. My initial reaction was, I hope he becomes a millionaire real quick, or he's going to lose it. Statistically, he's going to lose it fast. Who are you? Who can you become this year? You can do it right now, during this show, during On Top of the World Radio. You can be a different person before it's over. You can be healthier, wealthier, wiser, better read, better educated. Pick up that book. It's called An Instant Millionaire by Mark Fisher. Find it. Read it. Read something. Change your thoughts. Change your life. It can make all the difference. It can happen in an instant. In the book, the young man goes from saying, well, I'm making $20,000 a year right now, to then by the end of their first session, he says, okay, I will make. He becomes a $50,000 a year earner. By the end of the book, he has said and agreed, okay, I'm going to make $75,000 this year. Unimaginable, unattainable in his mind heretofore, but he's changed his thoughts. Therefore, he's going to make the money. And it isn't just about the money. The money is a measurement. The money is a benchmark. It's who he becomes in the process. I'm Chris Story. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio. You were born on purpose, and you were born to live on top of the world. Listening to On Top of the World Radio, I'm Christopher Story, along with Mr. David Webb, bringing you what my mom calls the greatest show on earth. We have an hour together, you and I. We intend to solve the world's problems and tell everybody about it. You could win a free coffee card today at Blackwater Bend Espresso. I've got your TBC Radio Word of the Day. We also have a very special Today in History and much, much more coming up here on Top of the World. Stick around.
Hey, Chris, Lord knows that is a story of my life. I mean, think about it. Determination, focus, and commitment. You've got to take risks. Optimistic people always find solutions.
Yes, they do. That was Lance Armstrong's mother. Talk about an optimistic guy finding solutions and a gal, she's been through a lot herself. Here's a little Crowder. It's not too late just because Christmas is over. Let's check this out. I want to thank Horizon Satellite, Horizon Wireless for helping make this program possible. If it wasn't for Leif, Cassandra, and their entire crew, well, I wouldn't be coming here live to you here on Top of the World. 226-3130. Call them today. Find out what Horizon Satellite can do for you. I'll tell you what, Tiffany and I are absolutely loving the new service that we've got with wireless. I'm telling you, it's like Horizon Wireless has changed everything. And wait till you hear another story I've got coming up a little bit later. If you're thinking about moving from the old ways into the new ways of wireless, you're going to want to call 226-3130, Horizon Satellite, Horizon Wireless. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is more. Well, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're off to an incredible start to 2018. I am. You know, I mean, I say that, but is every day a great day? Well, there are moments within everybody's day that can be determined or deemed not so awesome. So in a moment, I want to share an optimism moment with you. First, this ought to pick you up because it's about self-determination. I'm telling you what, 2018 is your year. It's the year of you.
But Chris, didn't you say that about 2017?
Oh, shut up. Yes, I did. But it is. It's still the year of you. Ella Wheeler Wilcox. I know. Oh, you could probably recite this by heart. Well, say it with me. One ship drives east and the other west with self-same winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sails and not the gales which tells you the way you go. It is up to you. This entire year, this everything, your entire life, it's up to you. And I'm thrilled you're spending an hour here with me on Top of the World Radio. You can go to our website anytime on topoftheworldradio.com, on topoftheworldradio.com. You can send me a message there anytime you'd like. I'd love to hear from you. Just click on the Contact Us. You're also welcome during the program to send me a text message on any related topic. It could be the Blackwater Bend Espresso Alaskan Mind Bender question coming up in just a little bit, or anything on your mind. It's time for your optimism moment brought to you by BaycrestLodge.com. BaycrestLodge.com. May I just take a moment to say thank you to John and Jen for joining the family here at On Top of the World Radio. You'll be hearing more from BaycrestLodge.com. And they are more, I say BaycrestLodge.com because I want you to remember you can go there and check it out. You can book your room there. And it's more than a room, and it's an experience. I went up there on, I want to say it was Friday afternoon. And first of all, it's an incredible spot. It's amazing. I live in an incredible home on an incredible location. I do. And then I went up there. Oh, man. Because you think, wow, do you want to take a vacation in your own backyard? Yes, you do if it's Baycrest Lodge. I'm not kidding you. Honestly, phenomenal doesn't do it justice. And I'm going to try to bring away to this microphone to tell you what I felt, what I feel about that business. I've told you before, we don't just, you know, we're not just out there picking up. We could have a whole hour of sponsors if we wanted. We don't, but we want certain people. We want partners in this program for you that are worthy and worth it. And I'm telling you what, BaycrestLodge.com, go check it out. You know, you're on your smartphone. You're supposed to be working, but you're on your smartphone. Check it out, BaycrestLodge.com. And because you're listening to this program, you know that you're going to get a 50% discount for staying there. You're telling me you don't need a night away. Come on, BaycrestLodge.com. Check it out. enthusiasm. This is Ralph Waldo Emerson. Okay. I wish I had said this. I didn't, but I'm going to repeat it. RWE, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said, enthusiasm is one of the most powerful engines of success. When you do a thing, do it with all your might. Put your whole soul into it. Stamp it with your own personality. Be active, be energetic, be enthusiastic and faithful, and you'll accomplish your objective. Nothing great. This is it in a nutshell. This is it. I'm going to get this tattooed somewhere on my body. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Plus, don't forget, we learned this together here from the Mayo Clinic not very long ago, remember, that enthusiastic, optimistic people live longer and are healthier and are wealthier more often than not. So why not? If you have a choice, and you do, why not make it to be optimistic? In a moment, I want to tell you about a $1 million phone call. Could you have a $1 million phone call? Yes, you can have a $1 million phone call. First, it's time for your Alaskan Mind Bender, brought to you by Blackwater Bend Espresso. Celebrating is it 10? 10 year? Didn't they just have their 10-year anniversary? Well, I'm proud to say that 5 of those years have been spent here on Top of the World and with Alaska Matters Radio. Thank you to Pat and crew for being part of this program and in believing enough in this message and saying, yes, we want you to live on top of the world. Well, you better get there with a cup of coffee in your hand, Blackwater Bend Espresso. Or if you don't drink coffee, like Tiffany doesn't drink coffee, chai. Try her chai at Blackwater Bend Espresso. It's incredible. Good stuff. Or what sometimes Tiff and I will do is we'll go through the drive-thru. She'll get a tea with honey in it, and I'll get, of course, my Blackwater Bend Espresso, my Black Manchino, Quad Shot Americano, black as the Ace of Spades, the way God intended you to drink coffee. But truthfully, you can have it any way you want. I talked to my friend Corbin the other day, and he said he took my advice, which A, is smart. Just do. And B, he bought a bag of beans, his own coffee beans, Blackwater Bend Espresso. He takes it home with him now. He's starting his morning off. Didn't have to leave the house to experience Blackwater Bend Espresso. Not your average drip. Here's your question. Now, you know, I mean, we all have friends in Hawaii, right? Doesn't it seem like it? When you're not going to Hawaii, doesn't it seem like everybody you know is in Hawaii? And you're hating on them? You're hating on them sitting there on the beach hoping they get sunstroke? No, I'm just kidding. You don't. But every now and then you feel that way and you don't tell anybody. But sometimes you do. I saw a friend on Facebook the other day and she had done this live Facebook thing. And she was talking about the missile alert and how, I mean, literally she was panic stricken, as you can imagine. What, a half hour went by? Something like a half an hour went by with her and her husband, in this case, huddled in a bathroom, holding each other and praying, and didn't know what was happening. Now, my question is, you get an alert. Let me stage the scenario. You're alone. You're at home. And you get an alert on your phone that reads this. Inbound missile. This is not a test. Seek shelter immediately. Remember, you're alone. You've got your phone with you. Who do you call? Who do you call? Tell me who you call and what do you say at 299-7653. I'd love to hear who you would have called and what you would have said, assuming you were alone. And that alarm rang on your phone. Well, when we come back, I'm going to be telling you what at least Alaskans can look forward to in better security, according to the ADN. And we have your TBC Radio Word of the Day and a $1 million phone call here on Top of the World. Stick around.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
you're listening to us on Top of the World Radio. I'm Christopher Story. I was just listening to a funny story from David Webb, which you and I will hear this story one day. We can't hear it right now. Question on deck for you to answer at 299-7653. Send in your text messages, please, at 299-7653. You get an alert on your phone. Inbound missile strike, not a test. Seek shelter immediately. This is hypothetical. Relax. But you're alone. Who do you call and what do you say at 299-7653? TBC Radio brings you your word of the day. TBC Radio, get the word out about your business on the streets today in your own backyard on the radio with TBC Radio. Call Josiah right now, 803-9424, 803-9424. TBC Radio brings you the word. And that word is enthusiasm, from the Greek entheos, to be filled with God. Entheos, to be filled with God. That's the Greek root. But if you look it up traditionally, enthusiasm is a noun, by the way, which I love. It means intense, eager enjoyment, interest, or approval. How do you like that? What a beautiful word. When you break it down, enthusiasm, a noun. Now, here's what I love about that being a noun. It's you. It's who you are. Not what you do. Isn't that a verb? Enthusiastic. All right, fine. You could verbatize it if you want to. Believe it or not, I just made that up. But it's who you are. A noun. Enthusiasm. It's you. It's filled up in you. God within. I like that. Enthusiasm. Nothing great, said Ralph Waldo Emerson, was ever done without enthusiasm. Don't start now. Million dollar call. This out of the UPI, North Carolina. Man got a phone call 2 days ago messaging. The message was that he'd won $1 million. He and his wife thought, well, this is a prank. Well, that's what Eddie Nation said to his wife. This has got to be a prank. They had won, apparently, the North Carolina Education Lottery, and it was no joke. He said, once I figured out, I started to cry and to shake. This is what he told the news reporters. I started to cry and to shake. I never thought I'd win something like this. Nation's entry was one of 1,395,000 in the Extreme Million Second Chance drawing. He was given the option to receive the prize in the form of an annual payment of $50,000, or over the 20 years, or a lump sum of $600,000. Well, there you go. He took the lump sum. Now, $600,000, that means $400,000 is going to the federal government in the form of income tax, and $600,000 is going to him. He told his wife, after all these years, I bet you thought you'd never be married to a millionaire. Well, I've got news for Nations. After the IRS took their chunk, he's not a millionaire, but that's okay. He did have it in his fingers for just a moment, and then they took $400,000 of it. He says to her, it looks like we can get that new truck you've always wanted. Do you really think she's sitting in North Carolina jonesing on a new truck? Or is that him, and he's doing wish fulfillment through her? I digress. Extreme Millions began in 2016. Upon its creation, the lottery announced four top prizes of $10 million and 22 drawings of $1 million. There are two prizes and 11 $1 million drawings left. The lottery has raised, listen, $600 million for North Carolina public schools. Shut the front door. Remind me again why we don't have a lottery here in Alaska. Now, before you start typing your text message, hold on. Let me play this out. Play devil's advocate here, and then you tell me what you really think. All right, some people say it preys on the poor. I ask you, what about alcohol? We gladly take those tax dollars, do we not? Cigarettes, pull tabs, raffles, and now the federally illegal marijuana industry here in Alaska, where people have to go and pay tax in cash. They have to pay the state of Alaska in cash, and they don't know what to do with it because it's illegal, and yet we take that. And here we've got an opportunity for a game of chance that literally could change the face of the economy in Alaska, at least from an educational standpoint, from our schools. Now, come on. Now answer me. Why don't we have a lottery here in Alaska at 299-7653? 299-7653. I brought this up before, and it's not been all that popular with some people, but I don't know. I'm just thinking, well, I do care, Dave. Don't be so negative. See, I got Dave off to a negative. You need to know there's like two shows that happen here. There's a show that you and I are having, and then there's a show Dave and I are having. Dave's mad at me because I asked him to excuse one of the very special musical bumps that he had set aside for today in exchange for Lance Armstrong's mother. And that's not punitive, Dave. That's petty. It's petty. You'll know when it's punitive. That's totally different. Oh, hey, I wanted to show you this. Check out my newest Raccoon T-Ball. Careful. Oh. Are you kidding me? You just dropped it? But seriously, if you and I are connected on Facebook, you're going to find not a lot more from me than my T-Balls these days. And I thought it doesn't matter why I'm doing it, but I thought I would share with you why I've turned my social media feed into essentially an outlet for my pottery habit, my Raku pottery T-Balls. Essentially, this is why. I'm tired of all the fighting. And I know this is not coming from a place of weakness and just make it go away and show me the cat videos. No, it's not that. It's about fruitless, pointless arguments that go nowhere, destroy, I'm using air quote, friendships. In fact, I'll tell you an example. I actually lost a literal friend, a real friend from years and years and years of friendship. I lost because guess what I used? No, I didn't call a nation a hole. No, I used then President Barack Hussein Obama's middle name in a post. And this person literally wrote me off. Now, had we been sitting for coffee, had we been sitting at a cafe, had we been talking on the phone, had we exchanged a private message between each other, probably would have gone a completely different way. But I'm just tired of the political rants, to be quite honest with you. And I just figured, you know, I don't know. Now I say it out loud and I'm sharing it with you, it makes me seem like just being some sort of, you know, purist or whatever. No, I'm not at all. I mean, social media has its place, obviously, and I think that it's something that is going to be part of our lives ongoing. I just am tired of the nonsense of it, to be quite frank with you. So if you go to my Facebook page, The Ranker, thank you, Dave. Ranker is a good word. See, I could have taken that, co-opted it as my own and saying, well, let me put it another way. But instead, I give you credit. So maybe that makes up for having dismissed that previous bump. Helen Keller said, the best and the most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Gotta like that. After the top of the hour news, I want to talk to you about living in the gap. Great minds read alike. I hope you've picked up your copy of The Eighth Habit. In fact, I came into Story Real Estate earlier today, and on Sarah Richardson's desk, a Story team member here, she was reading, well, had open anyway, The Eighth Habit. We'll find out later if she's actually reading it. But that's our book of the month, Great Minds Read Alike, and The Eighth Habit. I want to talk about living in the gap after the top of the hour news. Plus, we have some breaking news, some out of Washington, D.C. in the Oval Office. Earlier today, I heard on the radio, and I don't know if you heard this, if you were listening to KPN or KGTL, you would have heard, 70-year-old girl just escaped her parents' home. Officers found more children in the home. Some as young, I want to say as five, several children shackled to their beds. Two things immediately came to my mind, and I thought, you know, I'm going to share them with you. Number one, how grateful for you are you for your own life? Right? No matter how bad things may seem, there's so much worse in the world. The pain and the suffering. Number two, can you imagine what those officers are going to bring home tonight? Yes, they're heroes, and yes, they're going to hug their loved ones, and yes, they're going to feel good about what they did and how they were able to free this family and put some real bad people behind bars. But let me ask you, what if it was your job every day to deal with the worst of the worst? So I ask you, for the next cop you see, next time you see a police officer, somebody in uniform, for no reason at all, just say thank you. To highlight this point, Kodiak Ken, a couple of weeks back, won a Blackwater Bend Espresso Alaskan Mindbender, and he asked to donate his coffee card to Homer's newest police officer. He didn't ask me to announce that, but I am, because I think it's worthy of noting. I thought, when I spoke to Homer Police Chief Roble, he was very taken back by that, by the way, Ken. So thank you. Thank you for that. And those are the two things that ran through my mind. Like, wow, I'm not going to complain at all today about anything in my life, knowing that there are children, literally, and these are just the tip of the iceberg. There are children in sex slavery. There are children around the world hurting, starving, hungry. There are people in pain, maybe right in your own backyard. And there's something you and I can do about it. We have to pay attention, and we have to a certain extent, get out of our own misery, I guess, and start looking around. See, what can we do? What can we do to make a difference? And I think part of that is to say to a police officer in your life, in your community, thank you. doesn't take much. It really doesn't. It does not take much to make somebody's day. I mean that. Somebody will say to me, hey, you know, I love the show, or, you know, it really made a difference. That one On Top of the World you did about this or that really made a difference. And my usual comeback is, oh, man, you just made my day. And I literally mean it. It's the slightest thing like that where you go out of your way to say something to somebody that can make all the difference. It can make all the difference in the world. So Alaska's in no danger of apparently having a false alarm. According to the experts, you and I are not going to get this false alarm. But if you did, what if you got a real alarm that said on your phone, inbound missile, this is not a test, seek shelter immediately. Now, you're alone in this hypothetical situation. Who do you call and what do you say? At 299-753-299-7653. Chris Story here along with Mr. David Webb. Much more to come when we return here to the Top of the World.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up. And I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe, and I know you feel like that.
The magic of being you, like no one else. You can do what no one else can do. But will you? Do you? Or do you let the cloud of other people's expectations cover you up? Are you living your purpose? Are you living on purpose? Are you living an intentional life? Do you set the tone of your life, your emotions? Or are you driven by the weather, the news, and the mood of other people? Or are you leading? Are you writing the script of your own life, your own movie? When my daughter Ashley was a little girl, she used to say to us, "What do you think, it's a movie about you?" In some ways, it is. This is your life. You're your leading man or woman. You're the stunt double, director, executive producer. You're the writer and the key grip, whatever that is. This is your life. Off course from where you thought you'd be by now? Correct. Correct course and keep moving. Keep the wind at your back and move towards where you want to be. There's nothing stopping you but you. You don't need a new congressman, president, or permission from your boss. Start living a little each day, the dream that's been dormant for too long. Live and let the life of your dreams come to the surface. This is your time, right here, right now, where you are with what you've got. It's never too late until it is. Start now and live on top of the world.
Thank you.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio. I'm Christopher Story, along with Mr. David Webb, your producer and engineer, back up at the mothership of KPEN FM 102 and KGTL AM and FM. Thank you for joining me here today on Top of the World. We have a story about government overreach in just a moment, and reason number 459,000 never to leave Alaska. Why you should never leave Alaska. Plus, living in the gap and so much more. Anchor River Inn will bring you Today in History in just a moment. But first, Alaskan Mindbender. You ever catch yourself saying that there are some words that just lend themselves to implying an accent? Alaska. There's certain words that I'll say in Alaska, and sometimes I catch myself and correct it. Other times I just go with the flow. Tiffany and I and Zoe were, I don't remember if Ashley was with us or not, but we were coming out of a Chinese restaurant, and my family turned to me after we got in the car and said, "What is wrong with you?" I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." They said, "We heard what you just said." And I said, I said, "Thank you. Have a nice day." You said, no, and then they were like, "No, Dad. You said, thank you." And I was like, "No, I didn't. I take on accents like some people put butter on toast. It just absorbs into me." So if ever we're going to Ireland in the fall. When we go to Ireland, I know that I'm going to come back with an Irish lilt. You can guarantee it. If I go to Scotland, I'll be wearing a kilt. I only said that because it rhymes. It's too cold. But seriously, it just absorbs into me. So I just said the Alaskan. I don't know. What is that? Midwest? Is it just ignorant? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Did he just call it in Western people? Like, no, I didn't. Now stop. Hey, Chris, when you're in a hole, stop digging. Put the shovel down. It's time for your Alaskan Mindbender, brought to you by Blackwater Bend Espresso, not your average drip. So you get an alert on your phone, as they did in Hawaii on Saturday morning. It says, missile inbound. This is not a test. Seek shelter immediately. All right, now you're alone. You're maybe in a hotel room. You're at your home, wherever. It doesn't matter. You're not going to go running around town. You're going to seek shelter immediately. I had some friends who were in Hawaii on vacation, her and her husband. They jumped into the bathtub in their hotel room and just held each other. They were in Honolulu. They're in Waikiki. What are you going to do? You're in this giant building. What are you going to get down to the crowded streets? Are you just going to go dunk yourself in the water? What are they going to do? Well, they started calling people. I don't know who they called. My question for you is, who would you call? Now, remember, you're alone. So I almost did this whole show on this. What do you think? Is that a good idea? I thought it would be kind of a neat idea to do this whole show, this whole sort of think Orson Welles style show where it's from the bathroom of a high rise in Waikiki and a guy calls into a radio station and there's nobody there, but he's just on the air talking and having this conversation. And what would he say? What would you say? What would she say? What would somebody say knowing that the end is near? Now, again, obviously in Hawaii, it wasn't. It was a false alarm. And if you listen to Rush Limbaugh earlier today, you know that the guy's going to get some therapy and some treatment so he never accidentally pushes that button again. Why is he still there? He shouldn't even have a job. Point is, who would you call at 299-7653? David Webb won himself some kudos earlier today because I don't know if Melanie's listening or not, but this is really none of my business to say, but I'm going to anyway because this is a show about the truth. You and I tell each other the truth. I asked Dave off air, I said, "Hey, Dave, who would you call?" And he said me. He would call me just to make sure that I knew about it. And so, Melanie, I don't know. You guys are going to have to work that out. I don't understand, but I appreciate it. Who would you call and what would you say at 299-7653. Alaska, this according to the Alaska Dispatch News. Why is it still print out as Alaska Dispatch News? Have you noticed that? It's the ADN, it's the Anchorage Daily News, but I printed this story moments ago, published by Lisa Demmer. Yeah, 3 hours ago it was updated. So I know this is a current, obviously current story, and it's printed Alaska Dispatch, and it's supposed to be the Anchorage Daily News. By the way, can I just pat myself on the back for just a moment? This is the self-congratulatory moment. I was at a public event where there was media types speaking. We had the Homer News, public radio represented. There was Alaska Dispatch at the time. And who's the, she's fantastic. You know who I'm talking about. She's got the Must Read Alaska. Must Read Alaska was there. Anyway, so I said, and at that time, Alaska Dispatch was gasping for air, lying on the floor, and the doctors had all looked away and said, "Ah, nothing we can do." It was dead. That business was gone. And so anyway, long story short, I said, "But fear not, it's going to die." And there were people in the audience that looked at me like, "What's wrong with you? You're so cruel." No, I knew that something like a phoenix would rise from the ashes, and it is Anchorage Daily News. So I was right. All that to say this, Alaska Emergency Alert System less vulnerable to false alarms than Hawaii's officials believe. Alaska has a system to warn residents of an incoming nuclear or long-range ballistic missile attack, and officials here say it is not as vulnerable to a false alarm as Hawaii's system was on Saturday. This according to Lori Hummel, Adjutant General of the Alaska National Guard and Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and Mike Sutton, the state's new Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. This explained on Monday. That was yesterday. Now, here's a couple of basics as you should know. How would officials know a missile's targeting Alaska? Good question. The U.S. Department of Defense would verify an incoming ballistic missile, a scenario that Hummel called very, 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 very unlikely. I feel better. The department would work through Northern Command, a Peterson Air Force base in Colorado Springs, to notify the Alaska National Guard Joint Operations Center. The Guard and the State Emergency Operations Center both are located in an armory on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The National Guard would immediately share a missile notification with the State Emergency Operations Center, Hummel said. Now, how do they get that information to you? The State Emergency Operations Center is staffed during the normal workday, and an on-call duty officer has a cell phone and a laptop to use around the clock. The center would alert television and radio stations and also send textual messages to cell phones all over Alaska. But wait, that's not altogether true. Keep reading. Quote, "It's depending on your cell phone provider as to whether you get that message or not." Some smaller wireless providers, including GCI, are not set up to distribute emergency texts. Wow. GCI spokeswoman Heather Handyside, I'm not kidding, it literally is Heather Handyside, apparently not handy enough to get this fixed, said GCI customers for now can download an app. The company is working to connect a national gateway for alerts and the ability to distribute them to geographic areas, she said in an email. Wow. How about that? So if you're on GCI's plan, bye. Good luck. You're not going to get to that bathroom to huddle in the tub in time to avoid nuclear attack. Well, ain't none of us getting out of that. So who would you call? At 299-7653. 299-7653. Boy, I don't know about you, but I need just a little bit of a breather after that.
Little baby told God, "Hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down. From here it looks like a little blue ball, but that's a great big place and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to?" And God said, "Old child, of course I do. But there's somebody special that's waiting for you. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom. Now when she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream, and she'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me. So hush now, little baby, don't you cry, 'cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom.
Love that tune. I think, you know, I want to go back. I said I would call my wife. I would call Tiffany. And the last call, if I was to make that call, if the ballistic missile was really headed towards us, wasn't a false alarm, of course I'd call Tiffany. And I think my mom would understand that. Then I would call my mom. And I would say, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done and everything you've given me in my life. Coming up, we've got Steve from Kodiak. Steve in Kodiak has got a few words to say about a lottery in Alaska, potentially, and what it might do to the education funding. I'm Chris Story with David Webb. Much more to come here on Top of the World. Stick around. I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World Radio. You can find me online on Top of You can't live without me, and you need more of me in your life, then simply go to iTunes. If you've got an account or an app on your phone, just go to that app and open it up and search On Top of the World Radio, or just put in my name, Chris Story, and you'll find over 400 opportunities to connect with me there on iTunes. And if, by the way, this is kind of funny how the system works. If you would rate and review the show on iTunes, that would really be a big help to me. Honestly, it really makes a difference. And more people, I love to tell Tiffany, like, hey, guess who? Somebody in Yugoslavia heard the show today, or USSR. I know they don't exist anymore, but Russia. It's always fun. So with your help, the word spreads on iTunes, on topoftheworldradio.com. A little bit ago, we talked about the million-dollar phone call. A couple won $1 million. They're going to take home $600,000 after taxes because they participated in the North Carolina Education Lottery. I asked a pretty simple question. Why not institute a lottery in Alaska to help funding education? Steve in Kodiak's on the line with me. Steve, you've got some thoughts about that.
Yeah, just for a little bit of background information, I moved up here in 2008 from the state of Missouri. And in Missouri, we brought in the state lottery some years ago with the idea, similar idea of to help fund education. And I'm a fan of the lottery. I'm not against the lottery, but here's what happened in Missouri. It was sold to the people with the idea of the lottery proceeds going towards state education. In actuality, what happened was the Missouri lottery proceeds were earmarked for education, and then the state government reduced the amount that they provided state education by an identical amount. So there was no net change in the funding to education in the state of Missouri as a result of bringing in the lottery.
Okay, Steve, that's an excellent point. I appreciate that sentiment. However, my question to you would be, did they, with likewise commensurate amounts, reduce the taxes of the people, or did they continue to collect the same number of taxes and move that money and squeeze it over to other areas? Do you know?
Yeah, the taxes to the people were not changed.
Oh, man.
It was just a boon to state government operating funds.
Okay.
And I happened to be on the school board in Dent County, Missouri, at the Green Forest R2 school board at the time, and I was president of the board for 4 or 5 years there. And a very good friend of mine was a state senator, Senator Frank Barnetts. And that's how I know exactly what happened with the Missouri lottery proceeds.
Well, very interesting. And I appreciate you sharing that. Two things. One, I don't want to poke holes in your story, but I have a hard time believing you're actually from Missouri. Isn't it pronounced Missouri?
Well, yeah, if you were born and raised there, but I was born and raised in the state of Maryland, and I moved from Maryland to Missouri to Seattle to I kept going west and north, and I think I'm beginning to run out of west and north.
You could always go to that state in your mind called On Top of the World. Steve, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and also thank you for listening to the show. If you think Alaska is the last stop then, or you got another state in mind?
No, I think I'm here to stay. I really like it here. It's a great place to hunt and fish and raise a family, and I don't think I'm going anywhere.
What's your, if you don't mind me asking, what's your favorite radio program?
The one I'm listening to now.
On Top of the World Radio. Steve, thank you so much.
Exactly.
I appreciate your insight.
You bet.
All right, take care. There you have it. There you go. That's it. Steve says it. And I think that that's a good point to consider, to ponder on, is what will happen to the proceeds? Will we see a reduction in taxes? According to what happened in Missouri, no. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So that's, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Yeah, good point. Dave's referring to the dividend. Yeah, there you go. Look at that. It's going to an emergency savings account rather than reducing what you and I are going to maybe have to pay. Hey, coming up in just a little bit, a couple in Anchorage started a restaurant, and they did that, in 1955? Well, they both now passed away. I think it's worthy of just taking a moment and honoring the folks of the Lucky Wishbone in Anchorage. Plus, Living in the Gap when we return to the Top of the World. Stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio. On Top of the World Radio, I want to thank Robbie and Victor. Robbie and Victor both going to Blackwater Bend Espresso for free. Let's see here what Robbie had to say. He's top here. What did Robbie say? Oh, he said, I would call my spouse. Good for you, Robbie. Nick said, also call spouse. Mike said the same. Rick, Teresa, Julie, Dave. A lot of people calling their spouses. So maybe I... Yeah, okay, Ann and McCullough got this right, I think they said. Ann and I, McCullough says, Ann and I are together 99% of the time. If I had his number, I'd call God and definitely be talking to him. There you go. So, yeah, because you always imagine, well, if something terrible happened, I would be with my spouse. Everybody remembers the great asteroid attack here a few years ago. Well, luckily, Dave and Melanie were together for that. Oh, I shouldn't be talking about that. Never mind bacon and eggs. This is the Breakfast of Champions. I'm Chris Story from On Top of the World in Homer, Alaska. Move over, English muffin. Make room for Tony Robbins' Power Morning Bar. Okay, it's not a bar. It's better. Power questions. Start your day with these questions. What am I happy about in my life now? What am I excited about? What am I proud of? What am I grateful for? What am I committed to? Who do I love and who loves me? These Tony Robbins power questions will ignite your day and inspire your life. They're great! From On Top of the World Radio.com, I'm Chris Story. This just in from the Oval Office, Washington, D.C. Haiti is a hole, and so is Washington, D.C.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and he asked me if I was still all for Trump. I said, no, I've never been all for Donald J. Trump. He's a man. He's a human being. We elected a man, not a messiah. We elected not a saint. We elected a man. That's just the way it is. I understand that. And I said, no, I'm never going to be happy with every decision my president or a president makes, senator, house rep, council person, or mayor. No, of course not. But I'm happy with the forward direction. I'm happy with taxes. I'm happy with the reduction in taxes. I'm happy with a lot of things like that that are going on, strengthening the border. I've been talking about that for 10 years, you and I, talking about, we need to strengthen the border, and it isn't a racism thing. Anyway, bottom line is, I said to him, I said, do you know, this is my friend, I said, can you imagine what and this is not, you know, to divide you and me. You may be a big fan of President Barack Hussein Obama and what he did. It's fine. You can keep that. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your, if you believe that. But it's, but seriously, can you imagine? We know what he said about you. We do know that. Imagine what he said behind closed doors. That's all. I just left it at that. If it had come out of some of those meetings, you know that he said that, you know, he's talking about the flyover country and the people that, you know, cling to their gods and religion and guns and so forth. So just imagine. I mean, I'm just saying, let's be honest. They're people. We elect people. That's it. Well, I've gone too far, and I do not have time to be fair to the Anchor River in Today in History, but I am going to remind you, it's not too late to call 235-8531, 8531, 235-8531. Come on, $20 a couple, a three-course meal served Friday nights, date night. You better call now, 235-8531, before they come to their senses and figure out they can't do that. Nobody could do well. They're trying it, and they're doing it for you. For more than 50 years, Anchor River Inn been making history in Anchor Point. So thank you to Jesse Klutz and family. Yes, right, yes. You could be together for the missile strike, Dave says it. Having a three-course meal. Fantastic. $20. You can't beat that. Are you living in the gap? The gap exists, and this is a reminder how we go forward today for 2018. I think this could literally change your life, change everything. It's called the gap, the difference between the stimulus and response. In other words, if something happens to you, what do you do about it? Do you take any time? Stephen Covey says this is the most important of all your birthrights. It's the choice, the power of choice, the right of choice, and you control everything in your life with that choice, choosing your response in the gap. In the gap. See, it's not just about control. It's about freedom. It's about joy. It's about happiness. So it's not. I'm not just suggesting we become control freaks, but I'm suggesting that we control the response to any stimulus, anything that happens. We live in that gap. Look at it. Separate yourself from the event and decide how you're going to respond. Freedom and joy. Real meaning is found in the gap. Real meaning. When you control who you are and what you respond to, how you respond to things, you're going to define meaning in your own life. I want to thank you. I want to thank Baycrest Lodge, baycrestlodge.com. Go check it out. John and Jen, they're doing what they're born to do, and that's hospitality first class in your own backyard, half off. Go check it out right now, baycrestlodge.com. For David Webb and myself, I'm Chris Story, reminding you, you were born to live on top of the world. You were born with a purpose. Go find it. See you next week.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies blue, clouds white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night, and I think to myself.